This week, Howard Stern signed a multi-million-dollar deal to move his show to the Sirius satellite radio system in 2006.
Do I stay on regular radio and put up with this crap? Or do we invent something new? Do we go into the future? Do we make a
political... Also this week, a man named Bob Edwards began his morning show on the XM radio satellite.
Welcome back to the Bob Edwards Show. Remember that you are listening to non-commercial public radio here on XMPR. It's the same
probably for a little less money. Meanwhile, radio stations across the country are planning to convert to a digital signal to deliver superior audio and split their signal into two channels. The basic technology of radio is changing for the first time since the rise of FM almost 50 years ago. Now, this delights radio manufacturers. You'll need to buy new radio equipment to hear these new signals. Adrian Kronauer joins us. He's the former Air Force sergeant who became a legend broadcasting to U.S. troops in Vietnam. He was later portrayed by Robin Williams in the film Good Morning Vietnam. But for many years, Mr. Kronauer had his own communications law firm representing radio stations, satellite radio, and wireless broadcasters, and joins us in our studios.
And good morning to you, Scott.
Oh, you know, my first line was, good morning, Mr. Kronauer. You preempted me. Howard Stern says, terrestrial radio. What everyone listening to us now is listening on one. Terrestrial radio is dead.
I don't believe that for a moment. The forms are changing, but it's certainly not dead. And many stations are able to program through the Internet to people all over the world. Anybody who has a computer can pick it up. The problem there, though, is that the quality of the sound on computers isn't that wonderful. But that can be improved with technology, and I'm sure it will.
The gamble that satellite radio is taking is that people will pay $200 a year to listen to the radio, something that is free right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it any more odd to think people will pay a couple hundred dollars a year to listen to radio than it was to think that now how many hundreds of dollars a year do we pay for cell phones or cable TV?
I don't think it is odd, and I think we're going to find out very quickly. Mm-hmm. But look at television, for example. When cable came along, it was suddenly possible to have hundreds of channels. People were willing to pay for that. And several years ago, XM and Sirius Radio both got the idea, well, if people will pay to watch television because they got such a wide variety, how about if we give them the same kind of variety in radio? So they decided they would have a satellite distribution system so that, A, you could have several hundred channels. B, you could have the bandwidth needed to give people really CD quality sound.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter where you went in the country, you could keep that same signal. And people so far seem to be willing to pay for this.
We should explain that NPR has some programming on the Sirius satellite system. And
two separate channels for NPR and one for Public Radio International.
But we should explain not this show. And XM, of course, now they have a channel that Bob Edwards is on called XMPR, XM Public Radio.
They also have a wide variety of talk shows. Mm-hmm. And because their content is not regulated by the FCC, they can get away with things that the commercial broadcasters can't.
Digital audio. I'm just getting hold of that concept. This is a hope that local radio stations have that they can provide audio that's just about as good as the stuff coming from the satellite services,
yes.
Right? Is this something a station has to do or else they'll lose their audience?
I don't think so. The stations that are programming a lot of classical music probably will have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because the classical music listener demands superb sound quality. But much of public radio is talk.
Let me ask everyone in our audience to just take a look at the radio to which they're listening. Unless they're driving, of course, keep your eyes on the road. Is that radio going to be useful for much of anything 3 years from now?
Oh, yeah, 3 years from now, no question.
5 years? 10 years?
10 years from now, it's not going to be nearly as useful, I don't think. I think we're going to see niche programming, the kind of things like all Elvis channels, being reasonably successful.
There's an all Frank Sinatra channel on one of the satellites.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So the niche listeners are going to be tuning into the satellites. They're going to be tuning in on the Internet. The average listener, the teenager sitting or walking along the street with headphones that have to be at the level of tympanic damage, they're going to keep listening to the large conglomerate stations who have a homogenized product to sell.
Radio man and now special assistant to the director of the Pentagon's POW MIA office, Adrian Kronauer. Glad to have you with us. Hope you can come back.
Well, thank you, Scott. I hope I can, too.